It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I will open things up here on this Wednesday as we do have a big game against the Jets. Davante Adams will play against the Steelers. We can table conversation about the matchup to later in the show once we have clarity on quarterback. And we'll obviously talk about a lot of it as we get closer to the game on Sunday night. I would like to start with a big picture thing, though. And this is just how I'm feeling. And I'm curious to hear if you, Mulsey, and if you, Donnie, have the same thought that I do today. With Russell Wilson going back in and Tomlin declaring basically that what Justin Fields has done is good, but it's not good enough. It's not the standard he has set. The standard is the standard. Justin Fields is not doing enough to deliver and get the Steelers to what he wants them to be or where he wants them to go, whatever. I feel like the Steelers are back in quarterback purgatory today. Fields is getting benched. That's telling me that they probably don't think he's the answer. I felt like we had conversations off of earlier games this season, like the Chargers win, that made a lot of Steelers fans feel like he might be or he was the answer. Even the Colts game did that to some extent. It took the sting out of the loss. Hey, we got beat. But did you see the plays Justin Fields made in the fourth quarter? With the head coach and with the team, that's all evaporated because the guy's going to the bench for a 35-year-old quarterback who is 8-9 in his last 17 starts. We get on Tomlin, and you did a very good job of bringing this point up, Chris. Tomlin has a 7-year drought without a playoff win. In those same 7 years, Russell Wilson has one playoff victory. So he hasn't exactly set the world on fire. So the question becomes, why I'm saying purgatory, yeah, we still have a lot of football left this year. But I don't think we're closer to getting our answer, a good answer on, yes, we brought both of these guys in. We had two lottery tickets, and it feels like one of those lottery tickets is going to cash, or one of the bets Donnie made in Vegas is going to cash on one of these guys. And so if that's how I'm feeling, well, then where do we go? Where's the answer? Where's the solution? What do you do in 2025? You're going to be too good. This team is 4-2 and tied for first place. They're going to be too good to draft a quarterback in the first round. So Dion's kid, which a lot of Steelers fans don't want that to begin with, but Dion and Shador Sanders, the kid at Georgia, the guy at Miami who's had a huge year, Cam Ward, those guys will be long gone by the time the Steelers are on the clock. We go the free agent route again. We were hoping that the Vikings go with J.J. McCarthy next year, and we sign Sam Darnold, and he can work his magic here.
Dak Prescott was supposed to be a hope for the Steelers, but he signed back in Dallas.
We kick the tires on Daniel Jones and hope we can reclamation project him. Geno Smith, I mean, it's...
I'd object to one word you've used so far, or one phrase. You said they're back in quarterback purgatory. When have they left? When did they get out of it?
Well, you wanted to give Justin Fields $30 million a year. So at some point this year, you thought that they had found their guy.
I'm talking about, like, though, they internally, they have tried since Roethlisberger hung him up. And even hanging on at the end of Ben's career, he was not the same player that he was in his prime or even really close to it. But they have tried now for years to fill the position in uninspired ways on two fronts here. One, they've never gone after a quarterback in a draft class with a high pick. What they've done and I don't consider Kenny where he was picked to be a high quarterback selection, especially in an historically weak draft class at the position, where Brock Purdy appears to be the only useful thing that's come out of that. They went and got somebody else's former number two pick, the Bears, and tried to bring him in here.
Mitch
Trubisky. While Kenny was his understudy, they still had Mason Rudolph lingering around the building like a stale fart at that time. Then, once Trubisky lost the job convincingly, it was Pickett's. Never had the talent or the juice to be a franchise quarterback. You end up with Mason Rudolph playing in the playoffs. What is your offseason plan? Let's take Russell Wilson. Let's court Russell Wilson, along with maybe the Giants doing the same thing, but nobody else really interested. No other of the 29 teams that could have been interested really expressing a lot of interest in this player who hasn't won a playoff game in a very long time, whose team just kicked him out on the curb because they'd rather pay him to go away than have him on their roster. Let's bring him in. Oh, the Bears just got the number one overall pick in the draft. They're going to be done with Justin Fields, who gave their fans fits for 3 years. Let's bring him in. They have gone low value, like low risk, probably medium, maybe medium high reward, specifically in the case of Fields here. But they haven't treated the position, Pony, like it's a priority for them. They haven't. If they really had, do you know what they would have done? They would have looked at Minka, that trade they made in 2019, and instead of saying we're going to bring him in and trade a first-round pick, a heretofore unheard-of decision, we're going to sink to the bottom. Our quarterback tore his arm to shreds. We are going to just try to be bad this year. Justin Herbert's in that draft. Tua's in that draft. You know, two guys, especially Herbert, I think, who you could love to build a franchise around physically speaking. They didn't do that. They were addicted to, we'll shore up our defense with a player Mike loved, we'll trade for him. He's been largely very good, but they have never treated the position like it is the A1 priority.
Okay, so that speaks to, like, we can relitigate things that happened 5 years ago as part of this if you want, but that doesn't change. Like, my issue right now is I thought you could have some optimism for both of these quarterbacks before the season started, and they have sucked my optimism away on Fields by benching him. I find it unrealistic that he's going to start, get benched, go back in, and he's going to play well enough that it makes them feel and makes us feel like he's the guy we can count on for years to come. I also find it unrealistic that Russell Wilson is going to play so well that it's going to make me feel like it's a good idea to do business with him beyond this year. What would he have to do? He'd have to
play like a borderline MVP.
Play like you put the bar that high? I don't put it high.
He'd have to play at an extreme, like closer to 2017, 2018, 2019 Russ.
I think he'd have to play like a top 10 or top 15 quarterback. He'd have to clearly be an upper echelon above average quarterback. And get the Steelers back to the playoffs and put up points in the playoffs and probably win a playoff game. And even then, you want to give him $100 million? Because that's what Baker Mayfield got for one good year in Tampa. He got 3 years, 100.
He's also a lot younger than Russell Wilson.
Right.
But Russell Wilson would want a lot of money because he'd say, I'm Russell Wilson.
So would anybody feel good about that? I mean, I
don't think that they feel like they're out on Fields specifically because, again, I just think they look at it as, hey, we view this position as such a non-priority, even though we can say we're looking for our next quarterback, that I could easily see them test running Russell Wilson. If it doesn't work well, they would try to bring back Justin Fields or feel confident they could bring him back and run it back with him next year. I guess the reason I started by saying they have not treated the quarterback position as a priority for a while now in terms of all the moves they've made. They didn't do a Green Bay with Jordan Love thing where they drafted the successor and they put up with the awkward times there for a while, is because they think that, hey, let's roll the ball out there to Justin Fields again. If it comes to that next year, if Russ doesn't work out, give him the ball back this year, and we'll try to win the way we've been trying to win.
So wait a minute then. You think that their quarterback for next year is on their roster right now?
I actually think it is.
What?
Yes, I think it is. I think it's probably Fields.
But that makes no sense to me because you would then make the decision at the end of the year. We thought Russell Wilson was better than Justin Fields in season. And so then we're going to give the inferior quarterback the job the following year?
Yes.
That's really bad.
Well,
that's mind-bogglingly bad.
It's wild to me, though, that they would have formed a full-on judgment of Justin Fields 6 games into his tenure with the team. That'd be a pretty small sample size. You were deciding the gut that you were making full judgments on the player.
Look at like some of the, for example, what Dulac writes and what some of the people around the team are saying, it's this, well, they thought he was a backup quarterback the entire time. He was a backup quarterback. Now the starting quarterback's healthy. So Fields is going back to the bench. The only reason why they signed him is because they needed a backup quarterback when Kenny threw a hissy fit. And so if you believe that narrative, then
do you?
No, I don't fully believe that. I don't. But I don't think it's good for Justin Fields' long-term fortunes that right now they think Russell Wilson is better than him. Because what is Russell Wilson right now? Is he a top 20 quarterback in the NFL?
Nobody has any idea what Russell Wilson is.
But what was he last year?
He's probably like the 17th to 19th best quarterback
in
the league.
So that's what Justin Fields is getting benched for. When he's much younger and there's more, I would like to think, meat on the bone with him as a quarterback. Again, one of the rebuttals or retorts to that is, well, by now we know what he is as a passer. And he's never going to develop.
How do we know that, though?
Because he doesn't see defenses. It takes him too long to process, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those things.
Okay, then if that's how they feel about him, then they should. You thank your lucky stars you got to 4-2 with him, and you never think of him again unless you have to break the glass on him because Wilson is hurt or so bad that you just can't keep trotting him out there. I guess my point in all of this is you wanted to take a big picture approach today to start the show.
Yes.
Here's my big picture thought. Nothing that they have done this offseason is any different than anything they've done in the recent couple of years. They just are not treating the position like a priority. And doing that either means spending huge money on a guy in the rare case that a legitimate big-time quarterback hits free agency and is worth spending the money on, which hardly ever happens. People thought it would with Dak until it didn't. Or it means either packaging a couple of picks in a given year to move up from wherever you are in the draft to actually have access to a legitimate top 10 talent. Or sucking out loud on the field kind of by design so you have access to one of the absolute best.
Okay, so even though you are saying you think that the Steelers will settle on one of these guys and roll with them next year, it does sound to me like you think they are back to square one.
I don't think they've ever left square one. I don't think they've ever even tried to get off of square one.
Yeah, but you did say that Fields had impressed you enough where you would have paid him.
He has interesting athletic traits, and I would have, at that point, paid him $30 million because we all know that the going rate for quarterbacks is wildly
out of whack. Yes, but that's still starting quarterback money.
Low-end starting quarterback money.
Yeah, no, definitely, but that still was you had seen enough and thought you would see enough where he was worth being paid quarterback. And now 2 weeks later, he's getting benched.
Well, he's ultimately, in 2 weeks, he has played his two worst games, like definitely his worst half, the first half against Dallas, and then really scuffled through the air against, why am I blanking out on who they literally just played, Pony? My mind is starting to melt. The Raiders, thank you. Just completely brain farted there. He hasn't played that much bad football, but they're clearly so enamored with the idea of putting Russ out there that they were going to pull the ripcord unless they were 6-0 or maybe 5-1. And I've rehashed that already. He isn't really the reason they have two losses in the end.
Donnie, do you feel like the Steelers are back to square one in quarterback purgatory with this Fields benching?
Yeah, probably. But I mean, I also think that Chris, when he says, I don't know how far along they really got from that point. I know you could say the same thing to me because Chris and I were the two guys that were ready to give Justin Fields money, but we're also not the ones that are actually doing it. I don't think they seem to believe that they are even off square one from where they were.
I guess my point here, I don't want to get lost in the shuffle. It's an interesting discussion to be had on all fronts. My main contention with this, or my main thesis statement, is you guys say they're back to square one. My big problem is that they haven't even appeared to try to get away from square one. Like, I think
they did revamp their entire quarterback room. They got rid of three guys who were not going to be their franchise quarterback. So that part of it I like. I like that they were rolling the dice with two guys that were making a total of $5 million and they weren't long time. Yeah, but like, I didn't want them to overspend on an on average quarterback either.
So what do you want them to do, though, in the end? If you don't want them to overspend on an average quarterback, then what?
Right now they're in a messed up situation.
But I don't think that they feel uncomfortable. I think Mike,
how
especially,
could they not feel?
I think Mike and Art especially are like, we can win with average quarterback play because we'll do everything
else.
Hold on
a second. They have to feel uncomfortable because they're benching Fields.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If they had ever put Fields in as the starting quarterback on the depth chart, and Mike had codified it by saying he as our starter, and then they were going to Russell Wilson. That's one thing. They never deviated from the course of Russell Wilson as our starter.
But that gets back to my point about when you said you think Justin Fields is their starter next year. If they were never confident enough to do that with Fields while he was playing well, if Russell Wilson is their quarterback the rest of the year, they're just going to have a Eureka light bulb moment like, yeah, this guy is good enough? No flipping way. There's a better chance they like Wilson enough to run him back next year and beyond in that situation.
Do you think they put unrealistic expectations on Fields through six games? Like to be apparently unimpressed with him?
I didn't think so while it was happening because I thought they set a low bar for him with what they were trying to do offensively. But now that he's losing his job because of it, yes, I do.
Then I'm perplexed because he hasn't really turned the ball over much. I know Kabali, who has been banging the Russell Wilson drum for 8 weeks now, talked about how lucky Fields has gotten that he doesn't have more turnovers. Fine. He asked Tomlin a question about that. Fine. The numbers are still the numbers. Do they matter or not? Do the fact that you're winning football games matter or not? I thought stats were for losers. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.